Hey, pass me the other pillow, will you? Oof, nice throw. Thank you. Once we're done here, I need to check my bag for tomorrow, and... No, nothing's wrong, I promise. Everything's okay. No, baby, it is. I'm glad we talked things through. You've done nothing wrong or anything like that. Yeah, I know, it was a heavy conversation we were having. It's just given me some things to think about, you know? I know I can always talk to you, but it's so close to bedtime and I don't want to keep you up. I know you're tired, and it's just been a really long day for both of us. I know, I guess I just didn't really expect the conversation to, I don't know, bring up some stuff. It's not feelings, at least I don't think that's what they are. More some thoughts, I guess, that I didn't expect. No, baby, just because I'm thinking doesn't mean it's something bad. You know those conversations that just kind of open up a whole new line of questioning you really weren't prepared for? Yep, just like that. Just thinking and overthinking. It's that, you know, when we were talking, it just kind of surprised me, the kind of stuff I was really feeling stuck on, I guess. Hearing your side of things got me thinking about you and me, about us. No, nothing like that. Nothing to worry about. And we really are okay. I promise, baby. It's just that while you were talking and telling me about those little things from your past, it's like there was this little voice in the back of my head that I've never heard before. This little voice that just kept saying, she is mine. I know, it's so stupid. That's why I didn't want to drag it out or even really mention it. It took me by surprise, you know? I never really thought that I was that kind of guy, but... Here I was like some kind of... I'm sure, baby. I'm not angry or annoyed or anything. More, well, surprised. Like I said, I just didn't see it coming. Hey, it's not funny. I'll have you know, madam, that I'm having some deep and introspective thoughts on the matter. What do you mean? No, I've never had that reaction before. And I've never thought like that about anyone. But it all got just a bit much earlier, and I started to get in my own head. I was, still am, really, just feeling like an ass about it all. That's true. I am yours, and you're mine. It's just not how I usually think about people or relationships, you know? You're not a possession to claim, and... Well, when you put it that way, I'd like to think I had already claimed you. Oh, really? You kind of like the idea of me being jealous. Feeling a little possessive over you. And what about it do you like so much? Of course, baby. You're an amazing person. So thoughtful and creative. You're wickedly funny, and spending time with you is a guaranteed good time. Plus, you're just really hot. What? It's true. Anyways, I know that any man, anyone, would be lucky to have you. But I have you. No one else. It's me who takes you out, shows you off, whispers in your ear just the way you like. Just me. Oh, baby, I'm sure there are. In fact, I can think of more than a few ways to show you the benefits of being mine. You want to know what they are? Well, there's the obvious ones, like my skills in the kitchen. You know, cooking, baking, make meals and treats that we both enjoy sharing. But there are others, some more specific ones that I think you're thinking of now, too, if the way you're looking at me right now is any indication. Those ways that are just for you. You are mine. And I'm all too happy to give you as many reminders as you like. Reasons you want to be claimed by me. You've said before that no one else can give you those tingles. The ones that make you feel like you're floating. The way I can. And I am all too happy to give you many reasons to want to stay mine. That's right. Only me. And we both know how much you like it when I do that, don't we? In fact, I think there's quite a number of things you've appreciated about being mine lately. Right now, I'm thinking about how much you like my hands and what I can do with them. How responsive you are to the ways I can use them to help you unwind. From slow, gentle massages and sore muscles to kneading dough for your favorite bread or... Well, maybe you'll find out what comes after that soon enough. It's not really teasing, though, is it? Not when I mean it. And, well, you are mine to tease, after all. If it were a tease, that is. But we both know I'm not good at teasing you. After all, that would mean I have to wait, and I enjoy you and your joy far too much to test my patience. I know you're not always the most patient person, either. The stories your car could tell. I know you haven't. That doesn't mean the car hasn't heard things that would make a sailor blush. Or me, for that matter. Given how quickly you expect people to be off the line, I am amazed you don't have a racing background. Excuse me, I have one speeding ticket, and it was years ago. Well, they'd just changed the speed limit. I didn't even know. Speed has a place and a time, after all. But then again, so does taking your time. Drawing things out. Because, after all, good things often come to those who wait. Yes, there's definitely a key word in there. One that can be rather rewarding, can't it, baby? You are incredible. Did you know that? I'd love to show you off. Within reason, but some sights and sounds are for me. Only me. And I absolutely love keeping those all to myself. Being selfish with you. Making sure you know just how incredible you are and showing you every chance I get. Making sure you feel it. How do I make you feel incredible, baby? Anything in particular I do that makes you feel good? Oh, yeah, you've mentioned that before. More than once. What else, baby? I'd hope that's on the list. It's certainly something we've gotten a lot of practice at. And I hope we get more. You want me to prove it? Prove what exactly? Is that so? You think I... Well, what do you think I've got left to prove? Your memory is fuzzy? Fuzzy on what exactly? The feeling of my hands touching you here? Not that. Okay, maybe it's that you're fuzzy on how it feels when I kiss you gently. What it feels like to have me in your space. Like this. Is that what you're fuzzy on, baby? Well, you're mine, and we both know I do it better. But if you think you need proof, then I certainly won't say no. Perhaps a reminder of just what you need before bedtime, so I can send you to sleep full of reminders. Do you like the sound of that? Then lie down. I'll give you all the reminders that you need, baby. First, I'll remove these. Then I'll make sure that my reminders remove every doubt, every question, because you are mine.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.